Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues, the name of this show on AFR, and we do offer this broadcast and others that we feature here on American Family Radio as podcast, so you can listen on demand. This show will be up on our AFR.net website as a podcast, like within half an hour or so of when we finish the live broadcast. Now, hey, Brent Creeley, our producer. Before, by the way, Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us.
Good morning, morning everybody. Steve.
Steve's here, Fred's here, and Ed's here, and I'm Tim. Let me ask you this: folks who want to get the podcast, maybe they're new to this podcast. It means you can listen anytime you want to any show you want to.
That right? is correct. Yes, sir.
So, how can they sign up or register, or how do you do it if you want to get the Today's Issues podcast sent to your phone or iPad daily when it's released? Do you know anything about that? Okay, you don't. Does anybody here know anything? Y'all have heard of podcast, right?
Yeah, but no, we don't.
How to get to it? I'm not sure if how to send it to.
They have
subscribe.
No, we don't. We don't do that.
Okay.
They have to go like to AFR.
Is it like a religious thing?
Yeah.
Reason why we don't do that or something?
No, it's...
I'm asking the question wrong. Why am I sounding ignorant? Because I am. I don't do podcast.
You're a podcaster, actually, by definition now.
I know. But what I'm saying is I don't listen to podcasts very often. Okay, myself.
Yeah.
But I know people who get podcasts. Our podcast numbers for our shows on AFR are like a million. Mm-hmm. For the month, if you total them all up or something like that. So people evidently are...
They can go to AFR.net, yeah. Our website,
yeah.
And there's a tab that says podcast.
Okay.
Just click that, and it shows the podcast available that we have.
Yeah.
And then they can also download our app. Our app has the podcast on there as well.
Yeah. Anything you want to
say about that? Well, yeah, I mean, we would have to have all sorts of lists and keep those lists up to date. A lot of times people want to listen to podcasts when they want to listen to them. And they don't necessarily want to get, I mean, we would wind up sending 5 or 6 emails a day to people if they have 5 or 6 different podcasts.
You think that would annoy people?
Huh? I think it would.
5 or 6 emails a day? You think that?
I mean, from us.
From us, you think that would bother people?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think you don't want to fill up the, so what they do is it's very simple to go, as Brent said, to AFR.net, either on
the podcast.
What's that? Yeah, the check the podcast or the app.
All right, Steve, what do you got?
I think it's probably worth noting at the very top here, just in passing, that 80 years ago today, the Nazis surrendered to the Allied forces in Europe, and we have come to know this as VE Day, Victory in Europe Day, for World War II. The end of the total war came in August with VJ Day, Victory in Japan, but today was Victory in Europe, and we have a pope.
Is that white smoke?
That is white smoke.
Wait a minute, that was a segue?
That was a segue.
Well, this is breaking news.
Breaking news, yeah. We're watching, we got, yes.
White smoke signals pope has been chosen, and it is on Fox, MSNBC, BBC, and CNN. They're all showing that.
I don't know.
Tens of thousands of people in the Vatican waiting, and they're all cheering.
I don't know who the new pope is, but I'm already upset with him for interrupting my BE Day story.
Breaking news is just that.
Get your text, Steve.
Apparently not.
So can you get this on podcast anywhere? Does anybody know?
You want me to send you an email?
What's happening at the Vatican? Yeah, send me an email.
All right, so we will, as soon as we find out, we will pass that news along.
We will let you know if we know during this half hour.
Just know this, I can guarantee you it won't be a white Southerner.
A white Southerner?
White American Southerner will not be the pope.
Has an American ever been a pope?
I don't know.
I don't think an American, usually.
You think that's on purpose?
For a long time, they had to be Italian. Back in the good old days.
You could have been pope.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'd have to be Catholic, I suppose.
I'm married.
All right, go ahead. Finish your VE story.
Yeah, I just want to give you guys a little sense of what it was like on the day. This is the BBC announcing that it was happening, and then you're going to hear Winston Churchill, who was standing up at the balcony of his talking to a crowd, you know, like they do in England. Cut 10.
This is the BBC Home Service. We're interrupting programs to make the following announcement. It is understood that in accordance with arrangements between the three great powers, an official announcement will be broadcast by the Prime Minister at 3 o'clock tomorrow, Tuesday afternoon, the 8th of May. In view of this fact, tomorrow, Tuesday, will be treated as Victory in Europe Day and will be regarded as a holiday.
This is your victory. Victory of the cause of freedom is every man. In all our long history, we have never seen a greater day than this.
Who is that?
That was Winston Churchill.
Okay.
So that was, it's hard to imagine what that must have felt like, Europe being embroiled in war ignited by the Nazis in Germany in 1939. So 6 years now, of course, that 6 years didn't engulf all of Europe, but it eventually did. And cities shattered by
London.
London attack. I mean, all that, the number of lives, young men losing their lives in combat, and then to be told the war's over.
Mm. Wasn't it half a million American? Was that half a million American soldiers? I believe I'm right about that.
I will check on that. But anyway, so that was the it's 70 years, right?
80.
Yeah,
80 years ago today.
Well, yeah. That's remarkable. I'm glad we have that audio. For you know.
So approximately during World War II, approximately 405,000 to 416, almost 417,000 American military personnel died.
Yeah. That didn't include the injured.
It does not include all the casualties of that.
I mean, Canadians probably lost.
Yes, Canadian losses were outside.
25,000, 30,000 probably or more?
Absolutely huge.
It's the last war that we actually, I don't know, you don't take pride in war, but even at the time, we were very proud of what we did in helping defeat.
The country wasn't divided.
No. Well, and think about it. After the next war was Korea, which still hasn't ended technically, and then there was Vietnam, which was so controversial, and then you go into all the little exploratory wars like in Somalia or Nicaragua and all that kind of stuff, and then the Gulf Wars. I think the when we freed Kuwait, that was another war that
we could take
pride in. But this was the World War II is the last big conflict that seemed like a just war, that there were clear sides that everybody agreed needed to happen. And our soldiers who raided D-Day, the beach of Normandy at D-Day, the original anti-fascists.
Yes,
right?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that's remarkable that we have that audio. Winston Churchill, I'm sure Franklin Delano Roosevelt, you know, issued the same kind of a proclamation.
Very few American soldiers left from that conflict. The numbers.
Right.
Now today? Yeah.
Well, you're talking 80 years later.
Yeah.
If they're, you know, 20 or just under, you're talking about close to 100 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I remember, too, is that iconic picture, that photograph that we've all seen before of the soldier kissing the nurse.
Yeah.
That was in August. That was the VJ Day. That was the end of
World War II. Oh, that was VJ Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Still. That was our soldiers came home from the Pacific.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you had VE Day, Victory in Europe, and then you had VJ Day. How long apart were those days?
Well, August. So
May to August.
So May to August.
Yeah.
Okay. So somewhere in that interim is when we bombed.
Right before
Nagasaki.
Yeah, a couple days before Japan decided to call it a day, because they were going to defend Japan to the last man. It was the cult of Japanese divinity of their emperor and everything, people were ready to lay down their life. And they, it would have been a bloody, bloody, bloody conflagration. Millions, probably more people die if they hadn't dropped the bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
It ended the war immediately.
Yeah. And then I was just going to say, and then after VE Day, Adolf Hitler left and snuck away to Brazil. And they started,
movies.
Started a base on the dark side of the moon.
That's right.
That's, those are actually two conspiracies that live to this day. I think that actually the base on the moon is just
I think they might have
silliness, but
dispelled that one.
Yeah.
No, there was the bunker. Such a sad, sad story because his top generals were with him. I'm thinking it was who was it that had his kids in the bunker with
and
him?
They all committed
and
suicide.
They all committed suicide.
Yeah.
They killed the kids and committed suicide with Hitler,
Eva
Braun. Sad, sad, sad day.
I don't think so.
Well, happy day. Sad for the kids, I suppose. Yeah. But
they killed 6 million people.
Yes. Yeah.
6 million Jews. It was a happy day for the Jews.
Yeah.
And for Europe. I know what you're saying.
Thank you.
A human. It's tragic and sad what happened in Hitler's life that led to that point. That's
who was it that was with him? Hermann Göring, maybe, had his kids and his wife were in there, and they killed their children before they killed themselves.
You know what that only proves, though? It only proves that evil does exist.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
So if you doubt what the Bible says about evil existing, look at Hitler, Adolf Hitler, and what he – well, there are many examples of this down through history, but certainly that's the one we're talking about because of VE.
But you know, here's what's shocking. We're 80 years since the end of that war.
Yeah.
And you just mentioned the Nazis killing 6 million Jews. The hatred of the Jewish people continues.
Yeah,
that's true.
And it's being manifested on our university campuses.
It is.
Last night at Columbia University again, kids stormed a library where other kids were trying to study for final exams.
Were they looking for Jews or something?
Well,
they were what they call pro-Palestinian protesters.
But they're anti-Israel.
Yeah, and 80 of them were arrested.
Anti-Semitism. We had another hearing yesterday of more university presidents. They're on the hot seat because they're allowing anti-Semitism on the campuses of U.S. universities. It's appalling.
It seems like, by the way, in answer to your question earlier, Steve, it was Joseph Goebbels, how you pronounce his name, but he and his wife Magda, poisoned their 6 children and then killed themselves in the bunker with Hitler. But what I was going to say in answer to what you were saying, Fred, is that it seems like an evil ideology takes root, it inevitably turns its attention to the Jews.
Yeah.
So you got Nazism in Germany, fascism in other places in Europe, leading to World War II, including Italy. And Spain, other places. And now you have this radicalized fundamentalist version of Islam. Some people think it's just Islam itself, but I will at least grant that you have Hamas and the Houthis and Hezbollah and all that, and you have the corresponding targeting of Jews. So when you have a wicked ideology ascendant, it ultimately seems to turn against the Jews. And for a lot of Jews in America, this was a shock that all this started to happen on college campuses. And there were professors and administrations on college campuses like Columbia that didn't seem to want to do anything.
That's right.
So.
Yeah.
Next story.
All right. I wanted to talk about what was going on in Abu Dhabi. Did you know that Disney has a new theme park they're building in Abu Dhabi?
This is true. This is not a...
No, it's real. And I'm not just bringing this story up because I like to say Abu Dhabi. It is fun to say. But this is an Arabic Muslim country in the UAE. And do you remember the big stink that Disney made over Florida's law that said you can't have a pornographic books in kids' libraries that they mistakenly dubbed as Don't Say Gay. Well, apparently their outrage only goes as far as their checkbook, because they're opening a brand new theme park in Abu Dhabi, and in being a Muslim country, they really, you don't say gay there.
Yes.
And so kind of a little bit of a double standard, I think.
Absolutely a double standard. Listen, we see this with the woke crowd, and I'm not saying the conservatives can't fall into this trap, but we've seen this with the woke crowd talking about diversity and inclusion and all that, while these same corporations make bundles of money in China, while the Chinese are persecuting Muslims in that country and making a lot of their products with slave labor. Now you have Disney that protested against Florida for wanting to remove these perverse books from school and from being given to kids. Now they're opening a Disney World in a place that's going to feed cash to the company, all in a Muslim country where it's illegal to be homosexual.
Yep.
I don't know how you can say the word hypocrisy.
Because a lot of these companies they're only woke when it's convenient for them. They want to appeal to their, so in America, they're going to be pro LGBT and celebrate June Pride Month and all this stuff, all the while building a theme park.
Yeah.
With all the Disney, the Disney theme park.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. Somebody said technically somebody else is building it, but they're licensing the Disney name. Well, the same thing.
They're not going to license.
No.
AFA can't, not that we would want to. Yeah. AFA can't build a Disney theme park, no matter what pitch we make to them. Right. They're not going to license their name. Right.
So again, just real quickly. So when Disney slams Governor Ron DeSantis for saying we're not going to talk about sex with our children in school, and then they Disney and others turn that into, oh, he's saying don't say gay. It's anti-gay. Governor DeSantis, anti-gay. This same company now is building a theme park in a country where they flog gay people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's one of the lighter punishments.
Or other more heinous acts. All right. So you're listening to today's issues on the American Family Radio Network.
Still waiting for the new pope. But, hey, I've got a solution to the student debt.
The new pope has been
chosen, but not named. We're waiting for the name, and we'll let you know if we see this.
And they're saying, the news outlets are saying, any moment.
Any moment, yeah.
The announcement of the new pope from the Vatican.
So at the risk of being interrupted again.
Sorry, Steve.
No, not by you, by the Pope. I got a solution to the student debt problem. You know, all these kids that are graduating from college with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt.
Yeah.
And they took a, you know, feminist studies thing. They're never, ever going to be paid back. Do you know that trade companies are offering $70,000 a year job to high school juniors to come right out of high school and start in a trade like construction? Where you don't need college to do that, and you're starting at $70,000 starting by the time you finish your apprenticeship and are a tradesman, that's six figures easy.
Yeah, now that doesn't help the kids who are in debt $200,000 in college with a worthless degree. Not all degrees are worthless from college, but it doesn't help them. But going forward, a lot of young people could choose this route.
It helps me because there's fewer people I'm going to have to pay off their student debt loan. Just saying.
You know, there's a character, Mike Rowe. You may be familiar with him.
Oh, yeah, right.
Mike Rowe has been on talk shows for the two or three years saying, why are so many kids going off to university, to your point, Ed? They're getting these degrees, but they never use them to get a job.
Right.
You don't need all 4 years and $200,000 of debt.
Yeah.
He says, why aren't we encouraging more young people become welders, pipe fitters, all of these sorts of things? There's a reason why these high school juniors are now being hired for these jobs, because these companies right. cannot find people who want to do this work, yep. and it's good paying work.
And I'll tell you something else. A lot of the jobs you can get through a college degree may become victims of artificial intelligence, AI, in the near future. They're talking about AI being able to do this and that, including even writing, you know, writing, you know, for, you know, journalistic purposes and things of that
radio
nature.
Talk show host.
Radio talk show host. But you're probably not in our lifetime going to have robots repair doing plumbing work.
No.
Or welding. Yeah. Maybe some welding, but...
That's another good point. You know, they say that medicine in this country is broken. Higher education is just as broken as medicine. It's just not as many people interact with it.
And it is true on a practical level. The a lot of the far-left ideology that's taught on college campuses around the country is one thing. But just the idea of, okay, I'm going to spend X number of dollars to get an education, or your parents are going to pay for it or whatever, you don't have the luxury any longer of that not being applicable to your, in other words, not caring whether your major makes a difference
right.
or not. You can't, now you need to go to college or go to, in this case, sort of trade school to learn something to do that's going to help you make a living.
Yeah.
At least give you, now not a lot of people don't end up in the occupation that they started out in necessarily.
Yes.
But I'm just saying what you're talking about right here is that there's going to be a growing demand for jobs like we're talking about.
Skilled trades.
And you have companies that are looking for people and they're willing to pay them even if they're juniors in high school and say, okay, you get out of high school, and I've known people like this. I've noticed this phenomenon. Mm-hmm. It's about to become normal where people say, well, my son's not going to college in a traditional way. He's decided to go to plumbing school or to
work with computers or
whatever, something specific. But the hands-on physical labor jobs that we're talking about here, that's going to become much in demand. They're going to get paid a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, and there's an airline company in Germany. I remember this 10 years ago.
Lufthansa.
Yeah, Lufthansa. They were trying to get people right out of high school. Mm-hmm. They said, you come work for us. We will train you in one field or another to work with our airline, and you will have a job for the rest of your life.
Yep.
Yep. And they make a good living, but there's that kind of loyalty to the employee and an employee to the company.
Mm-hmm.
And that was right out of high school. They said, we'll teach you what you need to know.
Yeah.
You don't have to go take a class on Shakespeare, you know, to work at our airline.
And, you know, a lot of these kids today, and we all know them, our children, our grandchildren, they get to be 13, 14, 15. They are technological whizzes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
Yep. Already.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So they know the language of the computer/internet world.
Yeah. Some of these young people can just get a job helping my wife to figure out what how to work her apps.
There you
That's
go.
A full-time job at my house.
Hey, if you tell her to come by here at lunch.
Yeah.
I can help her with podcasts.
There you go. Hey, I know what the first question is going to be on tomorrow's Trivia Friday. It's who's the new Pope? Because at this point, we don't know, but you'll know by tomorrow.
That's right. They're expecting any moment the announcement of which man was elected as Pope of the Roman Catholic Church.
I bet he's going to be unmarried.
That's
you watch and see.
Yes.
Probably.
Be back tomorrow.